When you see my Jesus, he's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. When you see my Jesus, when you see my Jesus, testimonies here and encounters in the front, but time will not allow us to take all of them now, or maybe before the end of the service or at the end of the service we may take some. So those of you in the front, apart from anyone that the pastors meet has to wait, please return back to your seat now and lift your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say Father, say it louder, say Father. That sister came out first. When we talked about the encounter, can somebody find out what? Yes. What happened? Talk to him. Lift your hands and say, Father, say in the name of Jesus, today, every hold, every grip, every chain of the enemy in my life is broken right now. Right now. Right now. Open your mouth and pray. Every chain and yoke of the enemy is broken up my life. Broken up my life. Broken up my life. Broken up my life. Mashallah, ya, 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 ya. Jesus, precious name, breathe upon your word today and let not one person live here the same way. Blessed be your name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand for everybody that God has touched them for your miracle and take your seat. Hallelujah. We are connected worldwide and I believe that everyone in this connection today, none will return back the same. John chapter 15 and in verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The gains of soul winning. The gains of soul winning. Our objective, that's the subject this morning. Our objective is to understand the profit or the benefits of soul winning. Scriptures make it very clear that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, of those who dutifully serve him. God is a rewarder. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of those who dutifully serve him. Scriptures also make it clear. I hope the echo is not too much this morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 58. It said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The scriptures make it clear that there is no vain labor in God. One translation said, nothing we do for the Lord is ever wasted. That may be the Living Bible or one of the translations. He said, the good news says, then, my dear friends, stand firm and steady. Keep busy always in your work for the Lord, since you know that nothing you do in the Lord's service, soul winning, and several of the things you do in the Lord's service, nothing you do in the Lord's service is ever useless. Nothing. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 19 says, I have not asked the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I have never asked anybody to look for me for nothing. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. He said, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, I teach you to profit. That is, follow my instructions with appropriate actions, and you have found the way to profit in life. Follow my instructions with appropriate actions, and you have found the highway to profiting in life. I instruct you to profit. Beloved, I'd like you to know a second thing. The first thing we have been saying is that God is a rewarder of those who dutifully serve him. Second thing, it is not enough to know that profit exists. It is important to know what those profits are. You see, it's not enough to know that it is profitable to serve God. It is important to know specifically what the profits are. Why is it important? It's important because what is revealed determines what can be assessed and possessed. The secret things belong to God. But the things that are revealed belong to us. It doesn't matter how sincere you are. If you don't know what is yours, you can't take it. It doesn't matter how hardworking you are. If you don't know what is yours, you can't access them. The Bible said the scriptures wrote that you should not muzzle the ox
that treaded out the corn. He said, God has not written it just for the ox, but so that he that labor will labor in hope. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. He that thresheth will thresh in hope. Or saith it, he altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt. This is written. That he that ploweth, the one who is walking in the Lord's vineyard, will plow in hope. And the one that thresheth will thresh in hope. That is, first of all, you know that this exists, so you can access it. And then there is faith and hope that I am not wasting my life. I am not wasting my time. God is not trying to use me. God is trying to raise me. It is profitable. That is why it is important to know what God has packaged for you as you labor in the agenda of soul winning. I prophesy to somebody, you shall not lose your reward in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. Let me say this before we go into the specific reward. Let me say this. God is so concerned about the lost state of the world that he has packaged great rewards for those who join forces with him to rescue the lost in the earth. Say that again. God is so concerned about the lost state of the earth, of the world, that he has packaged great rewards for those who will join forces with him to rescue the lost in the earth. He is concerned not that none should perish. He is so concerned about the lost state of the earth, of the world, according to 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, that he has packaged great rewards for those who will join forces with him to rescue the lost in the earth. It's like when America or Britain or one of those countries said, there is so and so terrorist. There is a $7 million reward for anybody who will take him out. God is bothered that the world is galloping to a godless eternity at an alarming rate. And he has packaged rewards. Some of us are beneficiaries of those rewards. People like Billy Graham were beneficiaries of those rewards. Of the rewards that he gives to those who will go out to join forces with him to rescue the lost and the perishing. Somebody ready for the rewards, say a loud amen. Question is, what are the gains? What has Jehovah packaged? This subject is so important that we decided that all of us, Dunamis Church Worldwide, we should all hear them together. What are the gains of the profit of soul winning? Number one, John chapter 15 verse 16 was our text. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Whatsoever answered prayer. To bear fruit that remain is to be positioned for divine answers to prayer. You position yourself for divine answers to prayer when you bear fruit that remain. That is what God is saying is, you don't just say come to church. You contribute to souls that are saved and that are stable in church. Listen to this. You can shorten your prayer journey through soul winning. You can shorten your journey at the place of prayer by soul winning. There are some who wait endlessly. They keep on bothering God for years. And it looks like God is deaf. He said, but if you can go out and touch lives, you don't need to pray too long before I hear you, because you are touching what concerns me. Answered prayer. Number two, divine health and strength. Divine health and strength. John chapter 15 verse 2. John 15 and in verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He said, fruit bearing branches are purged and positioned for greater productivity. If you are a fruit bearing branch in the body of Christ, he said, I will take away from you anything that will make you unproductive. Fruit bearing branches are purged, they are pruned, they are purged, they are made fit by God to bear more fruit. You know, one of the highest, if not the highest form of service to God is the service of soul winning. Thank God for ushering work. Thank God for counseling work. Thank God for choiring work. But if you want to move God, win souls. And now, what is the benefit of such service? Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless your bread and your water. And he shall take away, and I will take sickness from away from the midst of you, from inside you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. And the number of thy days, I will take sickness and weakness from out of you. Somebody say amen. I've been preaching every day forever. for I don't know how long. Monday we're here. Tuesday we're here. Healing service. Drastic manifestations. Wednesday morning. What do you call it? Early will I speak to you. I'm midweek service. Thursday we're right in Gombe State. At the light up Gombe Crusade. Preparatory for God's servant Pastor Adeboye's 80th birthday. Wednesday. Friday morning. We dedicated Dunamis Church, Gombe. You'll see the clip in a short while. And then went for Soul Winners Conference of the same Light Up Gombe Crusade. And then that's 1, 2, 3 meetings under 24 hours. And then from there, straight to Lagos. For Lagos Apostolic Invasion Watch Miracle Night. From night till morning, we left there for something, maybe getting to 5 or so. Hit the road and we're in Abuja. And then here we are today. Schedule continues the whole week. And then we're in Port Harcourt for crusade on Thursday, Friday. And now you are moving. And if you come to dance, you dance. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall take away weakness from your body. He said, I need you so much, I can't afford you to be weak. You are doing the work of almost 1,000 people or more. So I need you in strength. Am I communicating at all? A lady testified the other day of how she went out on evangelism and that killed breast cancer in her breast. She just hit the road and decided to go out on evangelism. And the tumor, the cancerous tumor, whatever it was, dried up on the spot. I prophesy to somebody here, everything that is a distraction in your life is to die on assignment. Is that dry up as you go on assignment for God? You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Are you ready for number 4? Supernatural supplies. What is the profit of soul winning? Supernatural supplies. Divine provision. Luke 22 verse 35. See what he said. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing.
Don't take anything with you. Did you beg? Did you borrow? Did you lack? Nothing.
John chapter 4, verse 35 to 36. See what he said. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth, anyone who will agree to go into the harvest field and win souls and talk to their friends and talk to their neighbor, talk to their office colleague, talk to their classmates, talk to their family members. He that reapeth and bring them to me, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. What is the meaning of that? God pays kingdom harvesters. When you are committed to being a harvester in the kingdom, God is committed to paying you wages. 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 God pays wages to kingdom laborers. He pays wages to kingdom harvesters. To work for him is to make him pay your bills. I am not on salary in this church, but I am on salary from heaven. And if I ask this church to pay me what God pays me, it will be a challenge. They can pay it, but it will be at a very great cost. There will be trouble even. The man has carried the whole church money to pay himself. Am I communicating? And as it comes, it flows back into the kingdom. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Receiveth wages. Number 3, supernatural supplies. Number 4, divine presence. Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord walking with them. They went and the Lord went. God goes with those who go out for him. God is present with those who go out for souls. Divine presence. Why is divine presence important to you? Because his presence makes the difference. His presence makes all the difference. His presence opens Red Seas. His presence uproots mountains. Masha koko laga raga daga laga gaga. His presence sets you apart. I told you of my experience at the Wembley area of London, where we went to the people who our hosts were taking us to where we're to lodge, my wife and I. And by the time we came to the reception, the young lady of Arabian descent of the other religion saw us at the reception and he said, "What you have, I need it." She looked at me and said, "What you have, I need it." And I looked at my wife, I looked at the people. I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "What you have, I need it." Well, we finished the checking in modalities, went and sat at the reception area, the lobby area. She came, met us there, and said, "I said, so what are you talking about?" I said, "What you have, I need it." I said, "I have Jesus. I have the power of the Holy Ghost. I have the presence of God." She said, "Everything you talked about, I need it." What happened? When I showed up there, when we showed up, God showed up. She could see something of me that could not be defined. She doesn't understand. She's not of our religion. That presence of God has opened doors for me everywhere in the world. Opened doors for us everywhere in the world. At the John F. Kennedy Airport in the U.S., my wife and our children were coming, and then we're meant to join the queue like this.
a white woman came and told us, yeah, and then said, pass here. What? She was taking us through a route. This was the VIP line for first class and so on. You see all the rich, wealthy people standing there, white, up. And the woman took us past them. And one rich man looked at her and said, where are you taking them to? Why are you taking them through that route? He said, because we are VIP. They are VIPs. The man said, we are VIPs too. That is why we are standing here. And she told him, they are very important VIPs. We have never met her before. We don't know her from anywhere. The man began to quarrel with her in our front. She just waved the man aside and said, please, let's go. Took us all the way in there. Must be where pilots or where, whatever, maybe the admin, whoever passes there, and took us all the way there and told us bye and returned to handle the man. I told our children, my family, I said, this is not money that opened this door. This is not name. She doesn't know us. This is divine presence. There is something she saw on us. There is something that cannot be defined. Am I communicating? They went and God went. I prophesy to somebody here. The presence of God shall make the difference in your life. Where people are sitting, you will stand. Where they are standing, you will stand out. Where they are standing out, you will be outstanding. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. By the time this service is through this morning, you must make up your mind to hit the road for God. Riyad Bonke went to a supermarket in South Africa. And the moment he came, young lady that was attending to him looked into his eyes and began to cry and wept profusely. And then, I think he must have led her to Christ or something. And when he got back home, he asked the Lord. He said, Lord, what happened? God said, I live in you. I live with you. And once in a while, I step forward to look through your eyes. And when people encounter my eyes in your eyes, they cannot cope with it. That was what happened to her. I just looked through your eyes and she encountered me. That's the evangelistic presence. It happened to Smith Wigglesworth. It happened to Charles G. Finney. When people will look at them and say, you convict me of sin. That is, there is something about you I cannot bear. Hit the road for God. I don't know who is present with you, but you are in a miserable position if God is absent from your life. And I don't know who is absent from your life, but if God be for us, who can be against us? If God is present in your life, if God is around in your life, if God is with you, it doesn't matter who is absent. Somebody shout glory! Take your seat. When you win souls, what do you expect? Answer prayer number one. Divine health and strength number two. Supernatural supplies number three. Number four, divine presence. Number five, supernatural existence in signs and wonders. And they went everywhere. And the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs following. The presence of God with a person leads to an explosion of signs and wonders. If you are a soul winner, you live in the supernatural naturally. That is, the supernatural is natural around your life. Let me say this to you. The supernatural is not only needed on crusade grounds.
The supernatural is
needed for everyday living.
Because you come into contact with situations everywhere. In your office, in your institution, in your organization, where you just need God to show up.
Supernatural living. With your children.
God can give you revelations, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, to know certain things.
Supernatural existence.
That was number five. Number six. Existence with joy and fulfillment. Joy and fulfillment. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible said, the 70 returned again with joy. They returned with joy. Soul winning is a pathway. You remember in verse 1, Jesus commissioned the 70. In verse 17, they returned with joy. Soul winning is a sure pathway to joy and fulfillment in life. Joy and fulfillment in life. Why is that so? When you win souls, you make heaven to rejoice. You create party in heaven. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Look at what the Bible said. It said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. When you win souls, you occasion joy in heaven. And this is the point. No devil can deprive you of joy in the earth. If you cause joy to happen in heaven, no devil can deny you joy in the earth. If you cause joy to happen in heaven, what you sow towards God determines what God will do towards you. James 4:8 said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. That is, make me happy, I'll make you happy. Give me joy, I give you joy. Psalm 18, verse 25. Psalm 18, verse 25. The Bible said, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the upright man, you will show yourself upright. Anything you do towards me is what I will do towards you. If you make heaven to be excited, no devil can make your life to be depressed.
Somebody said to me, those who walk around me, they said to me, there is no dull moment around you. I was talking, from Lagos, we were talking yesterday, and I was talking with my daughter. And we were talking, and she was laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. And some of the people with us said, I want to know what daddy was telling you that was making you laugh like this. Can you share a little of it with me? And it is permanent. My wife is laughing all the time. That's why the smile follows her outside.
Oh, yes. If she's frowning at home, she cannot pretend to be laughing outside. Am I communicating?
People walk us around and say, what's the secret? We've released music videos. Somebody say, I like this man. He's always dancing. He's always laughing. It is not acting. In fact, there are places where I hear music and my body starts moving. So until I have to check whether it's Christian music or believer music. Let me be sure which music is this one. We're traveling one day at the Lagos airport, and then I started hearing some music there. My shoulder started moving like this on the spot. And then I just said, wait a minute, what music is this? Are you following what I'm saying here today? You see, don't face yourself so that you don't face yourself. So that you don't fuel your joy by yourself. Face heaven. Let heaven fuel your joy.
There is a joy the world cannot give. And there is a joy the world cannot take. If the world can't give it to you, the world can't take it from you. Am I speaking to somebody here? I want you to connect with Jehovah and let him give you that joy. And that joy comes to you and on the platform of soul winning, on the platform of kingdom service. I prophesy to somebody here, a joy is coming your way after today that no devil can take from you. Yes! Are you ready to take more? Are you ready to take more? Number 7, existence in power and authority. This is different from the signs and wonders I mentioned. Signs and wonders is a function of God's presence. Now, existence in power and authority. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, and in verse 19, when the 70 returned with joy, saying that the devils are subject unto us through your name, Jesus said to him, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Every authentic soul winner is a kingdom power broker. Everyone that is authentic as a soul winner is a kingdom power broker, is an authority figure in the realm of the spirit. Power over demons, power over principalities. Power over the occult. What is the meaning of that? You shift in level of command. Your level of command shifts in the realm of the spirit. If you understand the language of souls, what's the meaning of that? You are positioned to command and be obeyed. You command and be obeyed. You command and you are obeyed. In the aircraft, they said, are taking off. It's good. Weather is clear. Except that by landing, close to landing, there will be some slight turbulence because of so and so. And we say, no, it shall not happen. When the pilot is saying his own, we are saying our own. No, there shall be no turbulence. It clears before we reach there. So the other day, my wife told the captain, I said, I thought you said there will be turbulence. There is none. He said, oh, yes, it didn't happen. So one day, my wife was traveling America coming, and she was meant to catch a flight, and there was a forecast that there was a hurricane or whatever was going to come, or a storm, snowstorm, flights are going to be canceled, so and so on and so forth as well. He says, sir, can you just pray with me in agreement? And I declared with her in agreement, I say, it is diverted. Canceled, go somewhere because you need to be home urgently. The people came back later to say, we are sorry, we don't know what happened. And they say, for how many years? The forecast has never failed.
The governor of the state where the storm went to queried the forecast.
For not forecasting that the storm was coming to them. And then they say that, and they say, for reason, I don't know, the storm couldn't happen again. People are stopping food and doing this and that, and the storm landed somewhere else. Because someone, one tiny guy, without any balance brought forward, just agreed with one little girl. Do you understand what I'm saying? I speak to someone here. Your level of command is shifting right now. You are shifting level in your level of command right now. Power is coming your way. Authority is coming your way. Say the loudest, amen. Existence in power and authority. Number 8. Access to divine wisdom and inspiration. Access to divine wisdom. Now, even if we stop here, is it not enough
But here, we have access to divine wisdom and inspiration. Proverbs chapter 11 and in verse 30, it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Soul winning grants access to divine wisdom and inspiration. When you win souls, you function at the mentality of divinity. The mentality of divinity. I read a book, and I'll trust God to help me look for the title, the author of that book. It was the best soul winning book I ever read, maybe apart from Bunky's Evangelism by Fire. And that man wasn't a pastor, a preacher. He's a multi-billionaire American businessman. Millionaire American businessman. Who counsels American presidents, according to the account that I read there. This man said, on his business trips, he'll be giving out tracts, talking to people about Jesus Christ. While he's doing that, business ideas will come upon him, and he will step out into those ideas and break forth again into millions by being on assignment for God, and mental frequency shifted. You know, Paul the apostle operated in a wisdom that none of the apostles could operate in. Do you remember 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15? You can look at it. 2 Peter 3 15, where Peter was talking about Paul. He said, account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, as written unto you. Go ahead. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Paul walked in the realm of wisdom that the ordinary person could not understand. What was his secret? 1 Corinthians 9:16. For though I preach the gospel, yet I have nothing to glory about. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Let me be cursed if I don't preach the gospel. That was a man who placed himself on a curse if he will not preach the gospel. He walked in the realm of wisdom beyond the imagination of his generation. Maybe you are in the business world. Maybe you are in the information technology world. Maybe you are in designs and graphics. Maybe you are in any of those realms that require creativity. I want to challenge you. Try God in the realm of soul winning, and you will begin to see the dimension of wisdom that you are going to function in. Somebody say a loud amen. Number 9. Access to honor and dignity. Access to honor and dignity. See what the Bible said. How do we say? Why do we say so? Proverbs chapter 14, verse 28. He said, in the multitude of people is the king's honor. But in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. In the multitude of people is the king's honor. But in the want of people. Now, what's the meaning of that? Every time you contribute to multitudes in the kingdom, you bring honor to God. Every time you occasion multitudes gathering in church, you bring honor to God. And when you bring honor to God, what does God do for you? 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. The Bible said, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord has said, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. You know what God is saying? Honor me. Let souls be saved. Let the multitudes gather. And I will honor you. You know, anybody who is genuinely a man of God, who is after souls, you can't, there is nothing you can do against the honor that comes on him. Am I communicating? You know, Billy Graham was a counselor to American presidents from the days of Dwight Eisenhower, all the way to Richard Nixon, all the way to Gerald Ford, all the way to Jimmy Carter, all the way to, what's the name of the other one? The Hollywood, Ronald Reagan, all the way to George Bush, all of them, all the way up. He doesn't look for them, they look for his counsel. This man was on the world's most important list. The world's, either 100 most important people in the world, or he was on that list for 47 years, every year. When he arrives in the UK, they receive him at the airport, the place they receive the Queen. God gave him honor because he handed over his life to the business of souls. In our little capacity, we have experienced small honor. We have preached in states that are Muslim governors. The other one brought a highest ranking government officer. He said, my governor said, I should receive you on his behalf and look after your welfare here till you go. Of the other religion. He said, if anything goes wrong, he will hold me responsible. He said, I should be in touch with him for your stay here. We have been to some states where they said the governor is fundamentalist of the other religion. Yet, he comes out. One of the states, he sent the deputy governor. He's of the other religion, so he couldn't come for the crusade. He sent the deputy governor. He said, be on the crusade. So the deputy governor said, I am here representing the governor, and I'm also here in my own capacity. I'm here for myself too. Not one, not two, not three. Without begging, without lobbying, without asking for nothing. We have seen that in this country. We have seen that outside this country. Beloved, the things that people struggle for will struggle for you. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Say amen like a believer. The things that people struggle for will struggle for you. Went for a cruise sometime. Somebody sent us an aircraft to us to pick us, to take us to the crusade and pick us back. When we were coming back, we realized that there were some of our staff that were left behind, who needed to be back also with us. And the aircraft could only carry maybe like 3/4 of us, and some were to be left behind. And when he communicated the man, he said, oh no, the aircraft can drop you and return back and pick the others. That is, return empty and pick others. Is it car? Is it town service? Is it taxi cab? I said to him, is it Keke Napep, tricycle? I said to him, there will be no need. Let's see what happens. While we're doing that, another person has sent another aircraft to pick the balance of the people. That is camera people, music people, and all the people. Unknown, all of us. Not only the general overseer. Am I communicating at all? God is about to place something on you. I'd like you to shorten your struggle for human affirmation
Stop struggling for human recognition. And start struggling for divine recognition. Begin to desperately work for God and see what He's going to do with your life. I see the change of story happening for somebody here. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Number 10 is like unto number 9, but it's different. Number 10 is establishment in stardom. Access to stardom. Soul winners end up as kingdom stars. That is, you don't need to be a full-time pastor. Kingdom stars. That was what Daniel said in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. He said, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness, those who are involved in making people to turn to righteousness, they shall be stars forever and ever. Ay, 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 ay. Stars. You want to be a star in the kingdom? You want to be a star in your field? Try God. He will turn you into an effortless star. Effortless. That was what He did to Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, that was Abraham's testimony. He said, I know him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. He will preach to his laborers, his workforce, that they shall keep the way of the Lord. And do justice and judgment. And when I saw that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which He has spoken unto him. When Abraham decides to lead his family to God and lead his workforce to the Lord will bring upon Abraham what He spoke about Abraham to make him a blessing to nations. And did God do it? Yes. Abraham became a blessing to nations. What about David? In the book of Psalm 51, verse 12 and 13. Psalm 51, 12 and 13. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Can I ask you a question? Was there any star in the Old Testament greater than Abraham? None in his time. What about in the time of David? David was the one who was a master of everything. Jack of all trades, master of all. Master musician, master psalmist, master, what? King. Master in the realm of priesthood. He was a master instrumentalist. He was a master in everything. What was his decision? To teach transgressors his ways. There are people seated here. In this season, God is going to take you to the realm that will shock your world. Somebody say amen. The other day, a billionaire in this country was on the road in Lagos with megaphone doing evangelism. That was what brought him to the Lord. That was what he did. We started some time ago. He told me his story. That was what brought him to the land. That he followed the path. He still follows it. I'm sure some of you saw it. I want you to make up your mind. Lord, in this oil and gas, in this estate development, in this architectural field, in this medical field, in this field, I am trusting you to be the star of my field. And soul winning is your access. Number 11. What is the benefit of number 11? And then when we reach number 12, we are through. Spiritual maturity. Responsibility. Accountability. Spiritual maturity. Responsibility. Accountability. When
You win souls. It matures you. You become mature. You are responsible. You are accountable. How many of you know that the arrival of children imparts maturity, responsibility, both in labor and in character? When you are single, you could afford to eat anything. But you now have a family, you have to take care of family, so you are responsible. Right? You cannot behave anyhow in front of your children. You can't behave anyhow. You can't talk anyhow. Right? The things that they do and you correct them, you don't want to do those things. That is how it is in the realm of the spirit. When you are a soul winner, there are many that are behind you now. There are many you are bringing up in the Lord. So it matures you by force. It gives you responsibility. You become accountable. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. He said, be ye followers of me, even as I also, I am of Christ. Philippians chapter 3 verse 17. He said, brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which work so as you have us for an example. Right? So when you win souls, you just grow. You are mature. You are responsible. You are spiritually accountable. Because you know that there are those that you are leading on to the Lord, and you can correct them. What have we said so far before I say number 12? Gains of soul winning. I want you to repeat it after me once you see 1, 2, 1. Louder, 1. Number 2. Divine health and strength. Number 3. Divine provision. Number 4. Divine presence. Number 5. Supernatural existence in signs and wonders. Number 6. Existence with joy and fulfillment. Number 7. Existence in power and authority. Number 8. Access to divine wisdom and inspiration. Number 9. Access to honor and dignity. Number 10. Access to stardom. Number 11. Spiritual maturity, responsibility, accountability. Number 12. Eternal rewards. Fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from the earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Eternal rewards. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Paul the apostle said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that shall love his appearance. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. For what is our hope? What is our joy? What is our crown of rejoicing? Is it not you? In the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, my children, those that I led to Christ, you are the reason for my crown. When Jesus appears, you are the reason for my crown. John chapter 4, verse 36, he said, John 4, 36, he said, and he that reapeth, receiveth wages, and he gathers fruit unto life eternal. He gathers fruit unto life eternal. Beloved, when you are a soul winner, you don't arrive at an empty eternity. You don't arrive eternity empty-handed. If you are a soul winner, you have what to look forward to. You have what to look forward to after your journey is over in this world. There are many who don't look forward to anything when they die. But you have what to look forward to. An excited welcome in eternity. What is my counsel today? 1. Be decisive, deliberate, and determined in soul winning. Be decisive. Be deliberate. Be determined. Let it not be something you do when you feel like, or something you do when you remember. Let it be a schedule of your life. Be decisive. Be deliberate. Be determined. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 3. Say, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. I'd like you to look at it in the Amplified Version. Preach the word. Be instant in season. He said, preach the word as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right, and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable. Whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Whether it is welcome or unwelcome. Am I communicating? He's talking to all of us. There are times, you can look away now. There are times where you say it's not convenient. But I'm not ready. That is why tracts are available. When you cannot talk, you have a piece of paper with you. You have prayed over it. Please read this when you have the chance. And I believe the Lord will lead you. You have all of that. But be determined. Let me say this. What you do, only when you feel like doing them, does not guarantee your destiny. It is what you need to do that determines your future. Let me say it another way. What you need to do is more important than what you feel like doing. What you need to do is more important than what you feel like doing. What you need to do is what determines your destiny. Soul winning is not something you do when you feel like. It's something you do because you need to. Am I communicating? You need to. It's not something you do when you feel like. It's something you do because you need to. How many of you know that concerning destiny, feelings are not reliable? Feelings are not reliable. How many times did you feel like going to work and you went to... Did you feel like going to work before you went to work? You don't have to feel like going to work. You woke up on Monday morning, you didn't feel like going to work. You woke up in the night, you are preparing for exam, you don't feel like reading. You feel like sleeping. But if you follow that sleep, your destiny slips out of your hand. As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. Be deliberate. Be determined. Be decisive. Be deliberate. Be determined. And secondly, live for what will matter at the end of life. Live for what will matter at the end of your life. What is it that will matter? The number of cars you have when you die? No. The number of houses you build? No. How much you have in your bank account? No. How beautiful you are, how handsome you are? No. After a few minutes of death, everybody's body changes color. In fact, one man told his family, said, if he dies, they should bury him immediately. He doesn't want people to see him when his body has changed. They should bury him immediately so that the last memory of him they have is how he looked. Bury him immediately. See, all the things we celebrate now, by the time we breathe our last, they cease to matter. Nobody will care about your makeup anymore. Did they do makeup for the dead? Nobody orders for a new suit after death. Latest model Land Cruiser. Latest model Range Rover. No. At that time, what will matter is what is waiting for you there. What did you put in your record with God? What is in your account in heaven? Stand up on your feet. That is what will matter. That is absolutely what. Now, not that we are to be careless with our lives here. You must be presentable so that people can receive what you have to say. Yes, you must be presentable. You must look successful. And you must succeed under God so that your success can be evangelistic. But let it not end there. Let it not just be the end. Let it be the means to the end. The means to the final end, which is eternity with God in heaven. I believe it's a new day. When you hit the road this week, let this message sink. I haven't preached on this series of messages since this church started throughout the whole month. That is to show you what God is ready to do in this season. We're in Lagos last weekend. Lagos people, I'm sure you are hearing me from here. By the time this year is over, Lagos has enough population where the minimum of churches you will have in that location is minimum of 100. Minimum. By aggressive, restless evangelism. By the time it reaches 5,000, 500, 1,000, then you have begun to start. Right? Everywhere, earth filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And for those of you watching, you have properties in Lagos area, even in Abuja here, and in Port Harcourt and several of our locations, and you say, I want to make it available. As this church soul winning endeavor explodes, church planting will explode. The people will be placed in locations. You make your facilities available, and God will visit you. Lift up your hands everywhere you are, and let's give him the praise. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the adoration. Let's give him the worship. Let's give him the adoration. Let's give him the worship. Let's give him the adoration. Let's give him the worship. Let's give him the adoration. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. Let us take that song. 2 minutes, and then we'll step into the anointing service. If you came with your bottle of oil, we'll do that. Just 1 minute. Please take your seat 1 minute. In law, they say that when you have evidence, it shortens argument. If you don't have any witnesses, you make very long presentations. But when there are evidences and witnesses, you call them up and summarize your submission. There are evidences of people that went out on soul winning and God changed their life. I don't want any movement, even if it is for the sake of getting the ball of oil. Please take your seat. We are saying very, very serious things. Counselors, I don't need any movement around the Goodness Gate area. Please. Right, please place for us some evidence. This is Evangelism Changed My Life by Sister Timmy. Our Father in the Lord, Dr. Paul Enenche, said that anyone who wants God to work for him should be diligent in soul winning. In response to that instruction, the previous Saturday, we were expected to gather in the church premises for evangelism, and I came for the evangelism. But I did not know how to preach. Unfortunately, I was also paired up with another person who did not know how to preach. But we eventually won 3 souls for God. After the outing, God stepped into my life. The company where I had submitted a tender for a contract convened an emergency meeting to approve my contract. In fact, I was the reason for their sitting. God gave me wisdom to defend. He that winneth souls is wise. Gave me wisdom to defend my tender, and the contract was awarded to me in millions of naira. I've returned to give God the praise. Somebody give the Lord the praise for that. Connected to my wife via evangelism, Brother Justice Ajibola Daniel. My wife and I met while she was on evangelism in Asaba Delta State. Although I was a born-again Christian, but looking at her sincerity, to me, she appeared like a wife material. And of course, she is. She invited me to Dunamis International Gospel Center and kept me followed up. I gave my shop. All right, followed up. Can we go on? That testimony is incomplete. He kept him followed up. Long story made short, in the course of evangelism, the wife met her husband, who was already born again, and the husband met his wife, who was on evangelism for God. All right. Evangelism broke my financial limitation, Sister Oluchi Ifani. In obedience to the prophetic instruction by the senior pastor, Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche, to go out for evangelism, I decided to go out, and I won souls for God last Saturday. Before now, I've been battling with financial lack and disfavor. When I work for people, they hardly pay me. As I was on the field of evangelism, a client that I drafted an agreement for called me and asked if I would be able to see him at a particular place. After the outing, I went to see him, and he paid me a huge amount of money, 50. This is an amount of money I have not received before in my profession as a lawyer. But God favored me at the time I was fulfilling the prophetic instruction of soul winning. And I have come to return all glory to God. Go on. God favored me financially in the course of evangelism, Sister Franca Ago, in obedience to the instruction of given by God through the senior pastor, Dr. Paul Enenche, to win at least one soul a week. In the 7 weeks of supernatural harvest, I came out to join the evangelism team in church for soul winning. As we were praying to go out for evangelism, I got a text message asking me to send my account details. They haven't gone out yet, preparing to go out. After the prayer session, I sent the details, and before we rounded up the evangelistic outing of soul winning, a huge sum of money was credited to my account. I have come to glorify God for fulfilling the word of his servant, who said that within the 7 weeks, we shall see the dimensions of favor and harvest we had not seen before in our lives. Give the Lord a clap of hands, someone. Menstrual cycle restored via evangelism, Sister Doshima A. I lost my menstrual cycle for a very long time, and when I examined myself, I knew that it was too early for menopause because people that are older than me were still seeing their period. So I decided to obey the evangelism call by the senior pastor, Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. I gathered some tracts and went out to evangelize. After going for evangelism, within that very week, God restored my menstrual cycle. I have come to return all glory to God. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Miracle accommodation via evangelism, Sister Chineta Onyike. Following the instruction of God's servant, Dr. Paul Enenche, for members of the church to embark on 7 weeks of evangelism outreach, I will always go out to win souls. During one of my outings, someone owing my company for many months, who was unable to pay even when my workers were disturbing him, called to ask for my account number, and he released the money while I was on evangelism. Another day, while I was on evangelism, someone I knew very well called me to see him so that he would take me somewhere. I met him. He took me to a property and handed the house to me to stay free of charge if I liked it. He even offered to pay me salary for staying in the building while he left the country. I have come to return all the glory to God. Are you hearing something here today? Give the Lord a louder shout of victory. That was the home church testimony. My father's house in Anambra State was dedicated for the Dunamis home church. Some time ago, my father, who is always committed to home church activities, was afflicted with paralysis. We stood up as a team force in the home church and sent the arrow back to send her in prayers. Now, my father is healed to the glory of God. I've come to give him the praise. Evidence is senior to argument. Stronger. Stand up on your feet. Everywhere you are. Lift up your hands. Let's take that song. Just the first verse, maybe.
Take me, Lord. And use me, Lord, as an instrument of love. Let me be acceptable. Let me be pleasing to you. There is one reason I am ready to live for. Nothing else is what the world.
Nothing else.
Nothing else is valuable. Take me, Lord. And use me, Lord. Let me be acceptable, Lord. Let me be pleasing to you. Oh.
There's one reason I'm alive.
Second verse.
Help me not to waste my life.
Help me not to waste my life.
On those things.
On those things that matter not. Let me live with it.
And your purpose for my life.
And your purpose for my life.
All I have is yours.
All I have is yours. To you.
Where you send me, I will go.
It's the Lord God.
Sing it one more time. Second verse, help me.
Help me not to waste my life.
On those things.
On those things that matter. Let me live with you.
Any other purpose for me, Lord? Ah, shut up. All I have is yours.
Where you stand me, I will go. I will go. It's no longer.
Lord, I want. Lord, I want. I want to know you more. Lord, I want. I want to live for you.
Lord, I want to
see
you.
Lord, I want. Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want.
Your hands everywhere you are, just talk to God. My life shall be useful to you. I receive that grace, Lord, to be useful in your hands.
I receive that grace, Lord, to be useful in your hand. I receive fresh passion for evangelism, fresh passion for soul winning, fresh passion to live for you, fresh passion to do your will. Lift up your two hands. We'll take the chorus again. While we are doing that, very soon we shall be receiving the anointing that is power over the power of the enemy. The communication of the things we have spoken about, as well as passion for soul winning. While we are doing that, everywhere you are, in need of surrender to Jesus, you want to be genuinely born again, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, to make today a new day for you. You pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front here, and we shall receive you. First timers, those giving their life to Christ first, those in need of surrender to Jesus, you want to be born again, you know God is not happy with you. Quickly. Alright, let's do it like this. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Everywhere you are this morning, you know Jesus is not happy with you the way you have lived. Pray this prayer with me where you are and say it loud. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who pray that prayer, pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward quickly and let us receive you. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Quickly come forward. 2. Give the Lord a big clap. Yes, let this one go. 3. Lord, 4. Lord, 5. Keep coming.
Oh Lord, I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours alone.
5, 6, 7.
I have just one life, and it must glorify you.
Anywhere you are, still in the audience, you are bound by a habit, a bondage, an addiction, a chain, something that has made it impossible for you to live for God or serve God the way you should. Smoking, drinking marijuana, Indian hemp, masturbation, lesbianism, prostitution, fraud, gambling, drugs. Something has just changed your life. You are battling to survive. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly join us forward. Take the song again. I'll give you the count of 7, this one. And rededicate yourself also. 1. The rest of us, take your seat for a minute. 1. 2.
Oh, Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want to live for you.
Lord, I want to know you.
Lord, I want to know your face.
Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to see
your
face.
3.
Lord, I want to
4.
I have just one life to live. Lord, it must glorify you. I am yours, Lord. And for all eternity.
I have just one life.
Just one life to you. And it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord. And for all eternity.
Place your right hand on your chest, all of you, on your knees or standing, and lift the other hand up. You don't have to kneel down, just any position you are is all right. And pray this prayer with me again. Say, Jesus, I have come before you to ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, no turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it now. Help me to live for you, and help me to do your will. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of the enemy broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done.
Yokes have been broken from several of them.
Every power of addiction, every power and grip and hold of sin, break now.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen.